Wow, that was great. It's so funny. Either on stage or to me, many of the storytellers tonight were like, you know, I'm here because of a sad story, so I'm going to try to course correct and do something a little brighter tonight. This next guy is here because he wrote a fan fiction about Orson Welles going on world hopping adventures while being very overweight. So I assume this next piece is going to be a real downer. Please welcome friend of the show, incredible storyteller, Logan Dean.
Those Orson Welles bits are hard to write.
What a year, huh?
Chelsea's right, I can't see any of you. Kind of terrifying.
It was a pretty rough year for everybody. But I think the worst thing, and we can all agree, that happened this year was Chuck E. Cheese decided to discontinue their in-house band. Munch's make-believe band. Instead of telling another personal story that, about me, this is a condensed timeline of the history of Munch's make-believe band, previously the Rockafire Explosion, previously the Pizza Players. In 1976, Atari was sold to Warner on an elevator pitch that they could make a restaurant full of video games and franchise it out. Pizza was there too. Nolan Bushnell was the co-creator of Atari, and he ran with this concept and made what was the first Chuck E. Cheese in 1976 in San Jose, California. There wasn't a band then. It was just heads of animals in frames that talked to each other. Which sounds amazing. Not like a night gallery episode at all. In 1977, it opened, and it had the characters, but in 1979, an investor and hotelier, Robert Brock, decided to buy 200 franchises and move them across 16 cities. Then he met a man named Aaron Fetcher. Yeah, that's his name. That's what I wrote down. This guy had made an entire animatronic band of wolves that he was touring around the country. It's very scary. These videos are another one. It's called the Wolfpack 5, if you want to check it out. So he took Fetcher and then ditched out on his deal with Bushnell and decided to make his own company called Showbiz Pizza. So Showbiz Pizza opens, and they have a full animatronic band. First place ever, I think, probably, to have a full animatronic band, and it's called the Rockafire Explosion. And then that restaurant opens in 1980, and the robot pizza wars begin. For two years, these two restaurants had an intense legal battle in which they claimed the other one stole their idea. In 1982, Showbiz Pizza loses its legal battle against Chuck E. Cheese and is forced to pay them $50 million over like 14 years. But then in 1984, the video game industry collapses, and Bushnell is forced to sell Chuck E. Cheese, at which point Showbiz Pizza buys the shit out of it. Over the course of the next few years, they try to brand merge, and the creator of the Rockafire Explosion, Aaron Fetcher, takes the characters of the Rockafire Explosion for himself. So they have to brand merge. There's a video that I've watched three times now because I can't unsee the things in it, in which they tell the employees how to rebrand the animatronics. And the first thing you have to do is rip their skin off of their faces. They show you how to do this with every single one. It's an hour-long video. Jesus Christ. It's a lot. And so they change Rockafire Explosion to what becomes Munch's make-believe band, led by Munch, the purple grimace bastardization that plays the piano. And has the rat guy with the hat, Chuck E. Cheese, and like a human Italian chef. And like a sentient video camera. Like, it's really weird. But it's also incredible, you guys. Like, these are animatronics. They're robots run by air, like pneumatic tubes that make them move around. that are programmed off of Apple II computers to this day. So this year, after 40 years in service, Chuck E. Cheese has decided to get rid of the band. They'll forever live in my nightmares. And landfills, I assume. There's a documentary about the Rockefeller explosion, aptly called Rockefeller Explosion. It's on YouTube because there's a group of people who grew up in the mid-80s, early 90s, that grew up with the Rockefeller Explosion, and when they returned to find they had changed all the characters, promptly lost their shit, and spent their adult lives creating those characters in their garages and basements. And it is fascinating and frightening, and the depths to which people's collective brains go is unending. And I admire them with my entire heart. Have a great New Year.
Thank you, Logan. Logan Dean, everybody, dropping some knowledge. I know that you said at the start of your story that this year they were discontinued, but after hearing their whole history, I got sad when you circled back to that part. I'm like, no, they were skinned alive. I told you guys it was going to be a rough one. There was skinning animatronic animals in there. Fuck.